So is it a sign of the times in Washington, in America, in the Democratic Party, or is it a personal decision for a lawmaker legend? Massachusetts Democrat Barney Frank announced yesterday he will not seek re-election next year after representing his district in Congress in Massachusetts for more than 30 years. The announcement brings to an end the career of one of Congress's most quotable members. Barney Frank leaves behind a legacy of notable achievements in economic policy and gay rights. He was a member of Congress to come out of the closet voluntarily. He was also very much known for his personal style and the way he attracted controversy. Joining us now is Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, John.
It's a huge news. Listen to what Barney Frank said yesterday, and I want to find out if you're buying this as his reason, one of his reasons for stepping down.
The anger in the country, the currents of opinion are such so that the kind of inside work I have felt best at is not going to be as productive for the foreseeable future.
Todd Zwillick, is that Barney Frank saying I've had enough?
Yeah, that's, and one of the reasons that he gave was that the polarization in the country and the toll that it exacts on members, pulling them to the political fringes, doesn't allow consensus builders. And by the way, despite his incendiary rhetoric at times, Barney Frank was a consensus builder behind the scenes. It doesn't allow them to do that anymore. That was one of his reasons. One of the other reasons, Barney Frank got redistricted. There's a redistricting coming up across the country. The district map in Massachusetts was changing. He could have run for re-election, probably could have won, but about 300 or 320,000 people would now be in his district who weren't before. It would take an enormous amount of money, time, and energy to run amongst people who didn't know you as their congressman for the last 32 years, and he said he didn't have the energy and the will to do it.
You know, certainly Barney Frank, whatever the electoral issues are in his district, is known as a fighter. Listen here.
Solutions don't have to be perfect to be better than the status quo. And so what you have collectively suggested, let's do nothing at all. Let's acknowledge that there
was... No, I have not
suggested
that.
I'm sorry, please stop interrupting me.
All right,
excuse
me.
You want to lose me?
I am not going to let you misrepresent what I said.
I am trying to respond to your misrepresentation.
I am not misrepresenting.
All right, I apologize, but this interview is over.
Barney Frank arguing with the late Mark Haynes there on the CNBC. Do you have a Barney Frank moment, Todd?
Any reporter who's worked on Capitol Hill for a few years, and I have, has a whole list of them. I'll just give you one that we were able to find that's quintessential Barney Frank on the House floor, April 2007. Listen to this.
Mr. Speaker, never has the willingness of the minority to abuse the process for purely political ends been clearer than today. Parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker. Does whining come out of my time?
Is he critiquing? That's amazing. What hearing was that? Was that the Dodd-Frank bill?
No, that is the House floor. That's the House floor.
Oh, wow.
Amazing. What legacy does he leave behind in terms of lawmaking? We all understand his style. When Teddy Kennedy died, we all understood that he was a Kennedy. But looking at the fine print, there was just an enormous body of work, of law, of legislation. Barney Frank in that category?
Sure. And the top one, of course, is named after him, Dodd-Frank, the landmark Wall Street financial reforms that came in the wake of the banking collapse that we're still living with right now. Barney Frank spent months and months and months in hearings negotiating parts of that bill, not only with Democrats and with the White House. They did not agree on everything. Dodd and Frank didn't agree on a lot of things. They got down to it, and with Republicans as well. That's a big one. Another couple of other big ones, gay rights, the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and recognition of gay rights under family medical leave and federal employee benefits. Barney Frank was out as a gay man as of 1990, was not out when he came to Congress, but had his hand forced by a scandal, came out to Speaker Tip O'Neill, and came out to his House colleagues in 1990, the first member to do so, and
let me ask you about that. You know, he was very straightforward about the fact that he was a gay man.
He
told the story about what motivated it, the scandal, tipping off Tip O'Neill, and then going to his constituents, and his constituents rewarded him for that honesty. Was he as comfortable talking about the extraordinary legacy that is his in terms of gay rights? Does he accept that?
Barney Frank, whenever you asked him about it, I had a couple of conversations with him around Don't Ask, Don't Tell. He would deflect his own experience as a gay member of Congress away from it. He was fine to talk about his own story, but he never saw himself, I don't think, as a pioneer of the gay movement. He saw himself as a legislator who was gay, not a gay legislator. And what's interesting about Barney Frank's career, John, was how many of his colleagues came to agree with him, even conservative colleagues. Over the years, I have talked to a number of Republicans who politically were adversaries, enemies of Barney Frank, who came to respect him for his razor-sharp wit, his legislative abilities, who came to see him as Barney Frank, the guy I'm trying to beat, Barney Frank, the legislator, who's probably smarter than me, and I don't want to debate him on the House floor.
No, no, we're going to miss him around here, even though he handed us our heads on many, many occasions when he was on the program. But I think I'm going to miss Barney Frank most for this kind of rhetoric that no other member of Congress would ever do. Listen to this, Todd.
Why do you continue to support a Nazi policy, as Obama has expressly supported this policy? Why are you supporting it?
When you ask me that question, I am going to revert to my ethnic heritage and ask to your question with a question. On what planet do you spend most of your time?
Remember that moment, Todd? In many ways,
that
anger, that sentiment, answering those kinds of questions is part of what's responsible for ending his political career, do you think?
There's an undercurrent always with Barney Frank of humor and anger at the same time. Now, he was angry at that kind of wacky question at a town hall meeting in his district, but he would be the same with reporters. John, I one time asked him a question about the Fed discount window. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what I was talking about, and he let me know in front of about 20 people. There's no reporter on the Hill who hasn't had that kind of clash with Barney Frank.
And what did he say to you?
He just told me I was stupid and I didn't know what I was talking about. And you know what? He was right.
Yes, Todd, he is. No, but you're beautiful for making that disclosure. And the interesting thing is it didn't stop you. You came back, right?
I tried to get a little less stupid the next time I talked to Barney Frank, and we wound up being very productive over the years.
Part of the legacy, Todd Zwillich is less stupid. Barney Frank leaving the House after 30 years. Todd, thanks so much for that.
My pleasure.
Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillich.